Big plane, big wings, and small seats, jammed together like packing peanuts in a moving box. Sweaty thighs sticking, long nights of flight map watching. We have entered Israeli airspace. Please remain seated. The Americans sit tight with top buckles and popping eyes, but the Israelis are already halfway out the door, with muttered slichas accompanying aggressive elbows. I'm content to stand still in the wave pushing out the cabin door, watching my world pop up around me, colored bursts of classroom Hebrew, sweet, sweet Mediterranean air. Home. A golden sun floats, a shimmering birthday balloon, dancing on the horizon of olive green hills and Jerusalem stone buildings. The wind blows the scent of rosemary bushes and pomegranate trees swirling through the cobbled alleys, lined with falafel shops and haggling merchants. I watch the hollows rising as the moon does, and children running free with laughter, floating dresses as the land rests for Shabbat. The candles on my dining room table light up a city. 2 years of chopped Israeli salad for dinner, but the cucumbers are never as fresh. And going to Hebrew school, but no one speaks Hebrew. And then finally I'm back, gazing out airport windows. I want to run outside and sink down upon the sweet, sweet earth. We dance around Chesek trees. The wind twirls our voices. A family feast with longtime friends. Oh, how I miss the hummus. I run through the cobbled streets, free. The border with Lebanon. Tanks crush the soft, rich ground. Barbed wire blights a clear blue sky. The ocean crashes below, unrelentless, all-consuming, my tears for the land I love. Bright sun, kind people, life is as rich as a succulent shawarma. It's hard to leave. 5 years of my country cropping up on the evening news of murderers, oppressors, war. That's not the country I know. Does no one want to listen, or do I enjoy the silence? I'm sinking in the Dead Sea. Soaring like a bird above the Negev, free wind chimes tinkling, Zatar and Rigolach wafting. Sweet, sweet people, how I missed this piece of my heart. A map of stars pressed against a dark night, sleeping bags on rock-filled dirt. A peaceful desert, a peaceful mind. I lose myself in the stars of my ancestors. Tinkling forks and cinnamon-scented rice, a kind lady in front of me, sapphire blue silk covering. Conversation drifting like a beach kite, I eat dinner with an Israeli Arab family. What differences can't be solved over pita and abundant laughter? 4 days of olive-green army uniforms, Kane Hamifaketit. Yes, Commander, lessons piled upon our days. Morality and rules, responsibility and truth. Murderers? Large concrete walls lined with problems. There is sadness on both sides. Israelis are as resilient as a gnarled olive tree. When the plane takes off, a piece of me never leaves the tarmac. Sun-streaked hair, text half in Hebrew. The scent of Israel hangs on my clothes. A sweet, sweet land lives inside me.